This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Also to our over-the-road drivers out there, the men and women moving America, thanks very much. And to all the emergency personnel down there in Surfside, Florida, South Florida, thank you for what you're doing. And I know there's a lot of activity going on down there right now. I've been hearing the scanner. We were talking about it off-air, Kyle and I, so there you go. But don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And while you're there, take a look at all the stuff we got going on. Now, joining us from California, hey, the man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics, and here we go again, Kyle Warren.
It's still open.
It's Saturday night. Or Saturday morning. And the bar doesn't close for another hour. And they're out there just having a good time. Plus, they're celebrating the Tampa Bay Lightning win because the Tampa Bay Lightning are in the finals of the Stanley Cup against the Montreal Canadiens starting Monday night here in Tampa. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
That's right. Congratulations.
You bet. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize and underline those two words, under God. Our great country was started and formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I don't know what, any other way to say this than to say there's clearly something wrong with slow Joe Biden, with his latest strangeness and whispering to the reporters. And let me add also suggesting that all Latinos are here illegally, and also insulting blacks with his recent comments about the fact that that people think that they're not smart enough to figure out how to get their voting cards and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff.
You know, Captain, in times past, especially even Democrats and Democrat leaders might say, well, that's just Uncle Joe. It's getting harder and harder to say that, isn't it, for them?
Yep.
They are seeing now, again, this thing happening with Joe Biden where he says what he says, and to imply what he's implied. If you're a Republican politician, obviously that would be career-ending statements.
Article 25.
Well, exactly. And so, but then the whispering thing, where suddenly he was like, he just had some kind of, he went to some different space or something in his own mind.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so now is he doing that behind closed doors as well? I mean, this was just kind of bizarre. And certainly if that were President Trump, you'd have a lot of people in media, especially, saying, something's gone wrong with this person. We need to have them get a test or something. But, yes, this is more and more evidence, unfortunately, that Joe Biden is dwindling here.
Well, then on top of all of that, you've got the Democrats and the Biden administration nationwide launching this misinformation campaign on a new voting law in Georgia that Stacey Abrams says, oh, no, it doesn't stop our rights at all. It's not what they say, and she's supporting it. And now here's what the DOJ did yesterday.
The Department of Justice alleges that Republican state lawmakers in Georgia rushed through a sweeping overhaul with an intent to deny black voters equal access to the ballot. Announcing the lawsuit, Attorney General Merrick Garland said he will not hesitate to act where we believe the civil rights of Americans have been violated. GOP lawmakers in the state pushed back immediately, pledging a forceful defense of Georgia's law. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't that to eliminate the cheating that went on with the absentee ballots and with the people that they couldn't purge the rolls of that were dead? And they just did, by the way, take 108,000 people off the ballots, over half of which were dead, no longer living?
Well, right. That's exactly what it was designed to do. But since you have certain individuals who don't want that to happen because it means they can't cheat, then they turn it into a, quote, voting rights bill, where it's not really about voting rights, but it sounds like it is. And so, and if you oppose something like that, suddenly you're labeled as opposing the rights of voters. But you're right, Captain. It's there to make it such that the rights of voters are actually protected, living voters.
Well, in the meantime, a judge has allowed part of Fulton County's election lawsuit to proceed. Now, the plaintiff claims victory with that one.
Yes, as a matter of fact. And again, I think we'll see, you know, maybe some similar things happen. But again, this isn't going away. See, it didn't just drop off the face of the earth the way that it was intended to.
Well, did you think it would?
No, of course not. Of course not. But it's like once Biden was inaugurated and the whole thing goes on, and to some degree, Captain, I think the Biden administration is actually making things worse for itself because it doesn't even really have the backing, I think, of the majority of the American people at this time, simply because things are going so badly for every sector at this point.
Okay. Here comes the music, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the Wuhan suppression again, that they're trying to withhold information. Big Tech is blocking users' information searches on it, so you can't find anything out. Amazing what's going on with Facebook and Twitter. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, thanks very much, Frank. By the way, that's a combined total of both terrestrial and internet and satellite listeners, because we have a number of avenues, digital avenues, where you can hear us every night. People that are playing us, and around the world, I might add, around the world. And by the way, the night that Brian Seltzer had, or Stettler Seltzer, I keep on to call him Seltzer, I might as well, it's Seltzer bottle. But anyway, the night that Brian Stettler had the fewest number of viewers that he's had in years, we had 2.4 million listeners by all of our resources tallied up at the end of the night. So thank you very much, Brian Stutler. Keep it going. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Remember, MyPillow, Mike Lindell. They're trying to help Mike Lindell succeed in every way that's possible. He's a great guy, great patriotic American. Tremendous story behind him. And by the way, he is coming next weekend to the Trump rally in Sarasota, Florida, on July the 3rd, so you'll be able to catch him there, you people that'll be able to get tickets and come and see. I'll be there as well, somewhere in Radio Row. I'm going to try to get an area set up to where I can do not a live broadcast, but I can record a bunch of interviews and also record probably a podcast of an hour or 2 hours long and add the interviews to it as well. But anyway, MyPillow.com, the website, go there, check out everything he has to offer. And to get the great savings that are there, use the promo code CAPTAIN, because that'll get you the big discounts. Now, if you want to call them and order something off the website, that's easy. 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. Give them a call. MyPillow.com is a website. And the promo code is always CAPTAIN. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right. That's the way to get the deep discounts and to save a bundle when you go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN.
You betcha. Now, not to be outdone here, but I want to get a couple of things out there. First of all, remember the the kid that shot the cop in Daytona Beach this week?
Yes, that's
all right. All right. He's still at large and on the run, and the FBI has joined the manhunt because they believe he may have left the state of Florida. Now, he's driving a gray car. Anyway, driving a gray Honda, and the license plate, it's a California tag. License plate number 7, T for Tom, N for Nancy, X for X-ray, 532, California tags, gray SUV, and this guy is dangerous. And Kyle, why is that?
Well, for one thing, we're finding out a little bit more about the suspect. He's 29 years old, he's an African-American man. We understand that what they're uncovering right now is that he seems to, according to his Facebook page, suggest that he has links to groups like NFAC Black Militia, the New Black Panther Party, and the Atlanta chapter of the Huey P. Newton Gun Club, which is named evidently for a founder of the Black Panthers back in the day. So this is and the suspect is considered to be armed and dangerous. Don't approach him. Call 911. And you're right, Captain. That's a gray 2016 Honda HRV.
So what you just told me about Atlanta, it sounds like he went back to Atlanta.
Well, it's very possible. A lot of times people will run back to a place that they are familiar with, for one thing.
And get lost in a big city.
Exactly. But again, to have ambushed a police officer, shot him in the head, obviously trying to murder him, this is, and we don't have any updates, unfortunately, on the officer.
We know that he's alive, at least.
Exactly. Yeah, we have not seen a report of his death, but this is a very, very bad situation that he is enduring right now.
Now, there's a poll from Fox News, a major poll, I might add, that majority of the people polled there believe that the COVID-19 was leaked from a lab in China. And this is significant because it's the biggest of all the polls that are out there.
Well, exactly right. And as this has drawn on since March and early last year, 2020, and there's been a lot of suppression of the very notion that it could have come from the lab, because early on we were told it came from a bat in a wet market and all that went along with that. But now that we know so much more, Captain, people are putting two and two together with at least the idea that it bears serious investigation, and couple that with the notion that we don't have all the information from the Chinese government. We never will have all the information from the Chinese government, unfortunately, but we do have a lot of evidence that seems to go in this direction.
Now, for those people that are out there trying to find out about the Wuhan lab and doing basic information searches, the Wuhan suppression is alive and well with the big tech companies. Facebook and Twitter are blocking their users from getting a lot of information about the Wuhan lab. How about that?
Well, exactly. And one wonders why. The free flow of information is part and parcel of our open society. And yes, you have some crackpots out there and people who will advance weird theories, but people also have a responsibility to be discerning. What we always were taught, Captain, is that, things will bubble to the surface that are the truth.
By the way, we have a breaking story out of Los Angeles, and we'll have to check on this real quick during the break. At LAX, let me get back up here. An LAX traveler, after a possible hijacking attempt on an aircraft, opened the door and jumped out of the aircraft. Now, that's the headline, Kyle. It happened 26 minutes ago. This is coming out. We need to find out about this one.
Yes, we will. Very much so. And we'll be on top of it and get all the details.
Wow. And, yes, they are still working down there in Surfside, Florida, round the clock with the lights and everything they've got going on there. We've been listening to the equipment. Kyle and I were listening during a break, and they were positioning some equipment in a certain area because they had what was called a hit, and they were trying to get into the area to see if they could get someone out of where this hit was. That's all I know. I'm not saying anything else because I'm not going to ponder or toss anything in there. But you may or may not hear about something happening before the end of the show here. It takes a while for these sort of things to get in there and get the people extricated, if that's in fact the case.
Yes, exactly right. And we do have some details coming in about this captain at LAX. It was earlier this evening, about 7:10 p.m., a male passenger evidently got up as the aircraft was beginning to taxi and pounded on the cockpit door, then was able to somehow get out of the aircraft, opened the door and jumped onto the runway, and so we'll get more information as we come back from the next break. But that's what we know so far.
They're calling it a possible hijack.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're trying to figure out exactly what was happening. Exactly.
Well, the world is crazy right now that we live in.
Well, and all the things that have been happening on airplanes have just been off the charts. Typically you fly and you want to get to your destination, but there have been a lot of people who have been so unruly as to haul off and cold cock the flight attendants. Or just have some other kind of episode where they have to be, subdued, restrained, and then taken off the plane, by force.
Yeah, but the passengers are the ones that are subduing them.
Exactly right. That's right. And it's not uncommon, evidently, for people to try to get to the cockpit or pound on the door. So this is a very, very unsettling. Obviously, they throw the book at them, as they should, when people do stuff like this.
Now, we're getting more and more reports about the border along California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, that the cartels are getting braver and braver and braver because the borders are pretty much open. They send the illegals into one area. They come through another area with their drugs or whatever it is they're coming in with, and they sneak them in, and away they go, and nobody sees them, except for the cameras.
Well, exactly, yeah. The infrared or those kinds of frontier technology that sees where they're going. But Captain, there are so many people, and I get it. In our hearts, we understand why people would want to come to the United States. But those very same people are having the cartels bring them over. The cartels are either charging them thousands upon thousands of dollars, which they don't have, and then they go into indentured servitude. I can't imagine, Captain, the kind of human tragedy that's unfolding. And while the Biden administration and, yes, even VP Harris just kind of see it as a photo op or some other kind of thing, it's grotesque.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, will keep checking out this LAX story and see what's going on there. And there's also a couple of other things that may be breaking down in South Florida. I'll check on that as we go to break, and we'll be right back with more Captain's America Third Watch. Okay, Kathy, it's your turn. Take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Workers are still sifting through the rubble after a high-rise building collapsed in Surfside, Florida, near Miami. 160 people are still unaccounted for. Family and friends wait nearby as crews search for survivors. Joshua Spiegel is waiting for word on his mother.
And we love her so much, and we're going to see her soon.
The building had recently begun its structural recertification process as the roof was being worked on. In 2015, a tenant sued the condo association, claiming there was water damage from cracks within the walls. Investigators are looking at the wreckage carefully to determine the cause of the tragedy. Four people are confirmed dead. A study last year found that the ground under the tower sank at a faster rate than the neighboring towns. Sinkholes are common in Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. You know, Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation with the problems I have with my left foot and ankle and leg. And yes, it works for me, and guess what? The best part is it's 100% drug-free, and the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are what help support my body's natural response to the inflammation that I have. Plus, it lowers or eliminates pain by going right straight to the source. And I mean, it works. It's 100% drug-free. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and order the $19.95 3-week quick start. That gets it all going. For $19.95, you get the 3-week quick start. You take it the way it says to take it, and you'll know right away whether or not it's going to work for you. Now, I've had a lot of people call me up and say, thanks so very much, because I'm out of pain now. And that's what it's all about. And it works for me, and I've been taking it for just a little bit more than 6 years right now. So the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, 3-week quick start. And here's the Edwards Notebook.
What happened to Live and Let Live? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook.
Live and let die.
One of the hallmarks of liberty, which means freedom with responsibility, is the right to choose, meaning one chooses to recognize and honor God or not. Remember, when leftist and unnatural sexual practitioners used to say, hey, live and let live, allow us to have our lifestyle, leave us alone, and we won't bother you. But not so funny things happened recently. What naive Americans did not realize is that the unnatural sexual practitioners and every other form of leftists had devised a long-term plan to normalize deviant behavior and force our society not only to accept and support their ways, but to also eventually reject morality, the traditional family, our exceptional nation way of life, etc. So now the leftists, including unnatural sexual practitioners, are allowed to indoctrinate children in libraries. And if a parent speaks up in disagreement, they are unjustifiably labeled as bigots and treated as if they don't have the right to raise their own children with good moral standards. My fellow Americans, PG time is over, and the leftists are playing hardball. So I suggest we meet the enemy and defeat them. Our God-given liberties depend on it. I'm Ron Edwards.
There you go. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. You can hear him Tuesdays on the program, Thursdays on the program, and Edwards Notebook each one of those days. And then you hear the Edwards Notebook on the weekend at this time. And back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Well, Kyle, he made a lot of sense with that one, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, we do have an update, by the way, Captain, on that story coming out of LAX from earlier this evening. We understand that a passenger did somehow get up out of their seat. They did pound on the cockpit door, from according to reports. Then they were able to open the exit door. They activated the emergency slide. They exited down onto the taxiway, where they tried to run away, of course, and they were apprehended by authorities. The flight was heading to Salt Lake City. It was a SkyWest Airlines flight. So that's exactly what happened. They don't know exactly the motive yet, but hopefully we'll find that out at some point during the investigation.
Wow. Okay, we've got a caller on the line, and I think I know who this is. Let's go to Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Is that you, Elliot?
Yes, good morning, Captain. You got that right. Good morning, Kyle from California. Hey, Kyle, I have a question for you. You know, drug baron El Chapo Guzman, young attractive wife, Emma Carmel Astiro, pled guilty to cartel drug trafficking and money laundering. Now, how significant is this, Kyle? Will she face long-term prison? Is her case tied to California, or does the network stretches elsewhere? Thanks.
All right, and that's a great question, Kyle.
Yeah, that is a good question, whether or not she's going to spend time in prison if she's cooperating to some degree. So.
Well, I have a thought about this. Can I render it?
Sure, of course. Yeah.
I think it's all about the money. They're trying to get to their hands on the billions of dollars that are out there. They haven't got all that money yet from the drug empire. And by the way, it's still operating.
Well, exactly right, and it's not uncommon to let the quote-unquote little fish go to try to get to the big fish, that kind of thing. So we'll see what happens. But obviously, the cartel lifestyle, the whole setup is something that can be very deadly. So they're going to definitely, I think, have to make sure she has protection for sure.
Well, she pled guilty.
Yep.
And I think it was because she's turning over state's evidence on some of this money and probably some of the other people that are involved in the drug empire from El Chapo. So that's just my guess.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yeah, by the way, don't forget, in Biden's brain, all Latinx fear deportation.
You know, that whole comment is just, I can't imagine a politician, any politician, saying a comment like that and not being completely called out for it. Now, some have done that on Twitter and the social media universe, but this is Joe Biden, and it was crazy what he said.
Can we check with our resident expert on this?
Sure.
Okay, just a minute. Let me check in. Okay. Thank you very much, resident expert. There you go.
Yeah, well, again, it's that kind of grouping together and the kind of, I mean, that
was
not a scripted comment.
It is nuts.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And, again, this is Joe Biden going off script and showing that he's not okay. You know, the whispering is one thing. It can be kind of a bizarre thing. But saying things like what he said is just off the charts.
By the way, we've heard a lot about January 6th, right?
Right.
We're not hearing anything about all the protests and burning downs of the cities and this, that, and the other, the blue cities during the Floyd protests, right?
Right.
But we do know this. aides to former President Donald Trump last year drafted Insurrection Act orders during the Floyd protest, because that was, by definition, an insurrection.
Well, right. And here's the thing. We at least can be consistent about this. We don't think people should break into the Capitol and trash it and storm the Capitol. We also don't think people should be rioting in the streets. And something has to be done about both.
Yeah. Well, let me back up. Did the people on January 6th have weapons?
No.
Did they have guns, as was described?
No.
Were they armed insurgents, as has been described?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
But during the Floyd protests, they not only had gasoline, Molotov cocktails, which, oh, by the way, folks, are a weapon. They not only had crowbars and hammers and bear spray, which, by the way, are weapons. They also, some of them, had guns, because remember what happened when they were shooting at each other in the streets?
What was that?
You don't remember?
I remember. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, exactly. Gunshots and people burning down. That's an insurrection. But no, January 6th was an insurrection. No, not really. But anyway, isn't it nice to know that they did, in fact, draft an Insurrection Act order during that time, which for some reason was not acted upon?
No, it wasn't. But at the same time, it's the responsibility of the leadership to have contingency and to try to figure out what's going to happen next.
Now, the Arizona election audit has finished. A report will be coming sometime in July. We'll find out about that and what has transpired there. That will be an official report, which will add to whatever the questions are that many people have had. It may start a snowball effect with some other states. I don't know, but we'll have to see.
Well, exactly right. And these kinds of things have a way of gaining critical mass, you know, kind of like what we see with the Wuhan Virology Institute story. As that continues to unfold and public opinion shifts, if you start seeing some of the cracks in the dam, as it were, then people start saying, oh, well, wait a minute, you know, well, tell me more. How does this all go together? That's how it starts.
By the way, Joe Biden came down here to Tampa the other day, went to Amalie Arena, home of the Tampa Bay Lightning, to have a vaccination party or whatever, and she got out there and just got it very enthusiastic, and, oh, we're going to vaccinate all these people, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Failure.
Yeah, well.
Failure.
Well, they're not hitting the goal, I know that much.
Failure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, and by the way, Donald Trump says the 2024 announcement is coming in the not-too-distant future. Maybe we'll hear about it next weekend in Sarasota on July 3rd. Aha, maybe. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Let you know what's going on. Got some thumping music to go in here, too. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All right, thanks very much, Donna up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way, Cowboy Logic Radio. And they've got the Double D Horse Ranch there, too, in Carrollton. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, closest to you. Pull on in here, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and tell them the captain sent you. And by the way, while you're there, join the Driver's Club. Go right to the driver's kiosk that's there and join the Driver's Club. It doesn't cost you a cent. And you'll be glad that you did, because you're going to get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store. They add up real quick, and you'll save yourself a bundle of money and be able to use it for discounts and to buy products either at the trucker store or out of the catalog. All right, let's see what we got going here right now.
Stop breaking.
goodness. The houses are rocking. Kyle found that one. Kyle, where'd you find that?
Well, actually, you know, that's from one of my favorite artists, Brian Setzer. That goes back to 1996 with his Guitar Slinger album, and that one just really rocks. And there's other kinds of stuff. He fused together rock and roll and big band, you heard him there, and of course, Brian Setzer, famous for the Stray Cats back in the 80s.
Hmm. All righty. Well, let's get going with the weather here because we've got plenty to talk about here. There's a dangerous heat wave out in the Northwest and the West Coast in general, but especially up there, Washington and Oregon and Idaho and parts of Montana, the northern part of Nevada, really hot temperatures scorching up there. Who would have thought it'd be 100 degrees plus in Seattle or Portland at this time of the year? Not me. Now, this heat wave with record-breaking temperatures is expected over the Pacific Northwest into Southern California this weekend, all weekend long, through much of next week. Now, excessive heat watches and warnings have been issued, and isolated strong to severe storms are taking the plains to task right now tonight from Texas all the way to Michigan on the western side of Lake Michigan. And excessive rainfall is expected through parts of the southern plains into the Great Lakes through the weekend. Kyle, what's going on?
Well, yes, thank you, Captain. We've got, especially here in Southern California, excessive heat warnings have returned. Also, the possibilities of dry lightning could ignite some of the fuel that has, of course, accumulated in the area, and that would not be good with these kinds of dry, hot conditions. Excessive heat warnings also in Northern California, as you mentioned, all through Washington State, all through Oregon. We understand that especially in Portland, Oregon, that area, Multnomah County, they're opening up some cooling centers, so be advised of that and check with your local authorities if you need to find one of those to help stay cool in triple digits throughout the weekend. Heat advisories also for Missoula, Montana, and all through southern Idaho as well, parts of northern Nevada, and down through Las Vegas as well.
Wow. Well, that's all I can say is wow. Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of wow, we got a wow on the other end here. It starts down there in Texas, Plainview, on down towards Wichita Falls, and then running straight up into Oklahoma, right to the Kansas line, and then angles itself over towards Missouri and up into Iowa and over into Illinois and over into Indiana and up into the western part of Michigan. And by the way, Kyle, we now have a flood warning for parts of Detroit.
Yes, I see.
Yeah. Now, let's start down below because Plainview, you've got a severe thunderstorm watch and warning. There's a tornado watch over in the right on the line with Oklahoma right there, as well as into Oklahoma about 30, 40 miles. A big, big line of storms is cruising on through there. And then over towards Oklahoma City, you've got rain. You've got a lot more stuff going on there. Over towards Oklahoma City, and then about 100 miles of I-40 between Oklahoma City and over towards Amarillo and the southeastern corner of Kansas. You've got a lot of rain in there. You've also got north of Joplin, north of Springfield, on an angle, takes you up through Columbia, coming across I-70 from Kansas City all the way over to St. Louis again. Heavy rain, flooding, flood warnings in a lot of different areas there, and the southern southeast corner of Iowa, and then up on I-80 coming out of Bettendorf, I might add. You've got Quad Cities there over towards Chicago and over into Indiana. And then up into Michigan, you've got a flood watch, flood warning, heavy rain up in there, too. And, wow, it's just going to be a wild weekend up through there if you're hanging around, right?
It certainly will, yes.
All right. Well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we hope he has a great weekend. We hope you do, too. Before we go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, Fred down in Fort Lauderdale is letting me know, as much as we love Trump, there's someone equal to the task right out of the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis. He knows the terrain and won't make some of the same mistakes in selecting AG from the swamp. Plus, don't forget, if Trump was reelected, Adam Schiff would initiate hearings in the committee to impeach the day after the inauguration again. Well, don't think that Adam Schiff wouldn't do it with Ron DeSantis. But anyway, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Okay, the latest out of on a Surfside, I've been keeping track of it all night. I got the scanner going on again. They've had two or three different hot spots that they've got something that's showing up, either the dogs or the sonar or the infrared has produced something, and they're working very hard on the pile right now, and that's what they're calling it, the pile, to try to get into where these sections are, and we may hear some good news or some kind of news here in the over the next hour. Don't know if we will, but we might.
Yeah, I've been anticipating something, but it just seems like it's yesterday was kind of a tough day because I think they went through two pretty significant rainstorms.
They did. Mm-hmm.
So that hampers a lot.
And lightning, a lot of lightning. And when they get the lightning,
yeah,
they have to stop because of the equipment, the metal equipment that's up in the air and all that.
Well, they had a couple of small fires, too, that took a little while to put out. So
yep.
What a mess.
Yeah, they were still putting the fires out tonight a little bit after midnight, but they got to be very careful with that because they don't want to drown anybody down below, so they're not saturating it. They're putting a spray on it to just hold it in check, which doesn't necessarily put the fire out. And that's what happens with these type of buildings. Now, the missing total has jumped to 159, and that's because apparently there were a number of elderly Jewish people who weren't counted yesterday who lived there full time. And when they started searching and noticing the cars that were parked there, they noticed their cars were there. So obviously they were there in their units. So now they had to count them as missing.
Correct.
Yep. So we'll see what happens. But regardless, this is not going to turn out nice. It just isn't.
I don't think so either.
It just isn't.
Yeah, I'm not getting good feelings out of this one.
Now, I want to mention something before we go to break here. The Senator Ted Cruz has introduced a bill banning federal funding of anything critical race theory oriented.
Sounds great, doesn't it? But,
sounds great to me.
But, you know, nothing is working. I mean, the gears are in neutral in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
It sounds good in theory.
Yep. Well, we'll see what happens. Hold that thought. When we come back, folks, I'm over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and that's why we need change. We need it sooner rather than later. It can be done if you start this year with the local elections and the school boards. Get going. 2021 starts it. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.